Listener Production.
Hey, it's Madeleine Larson here with the news briefing. Well, those paying off a home will have their eyes on the RBA when it meets today. While divided, one of the big four banks is forecasting rates will be kept on hold at 3.85%. Craig James from CommSec says they've looked over the recent data and the Reserve Bank doesn't have a lot of reasons to increase the cash rate again.
We think that the Reserve Bank will stay on the interest rate sidelines and monitor the economic data. Our view is that inflation has peaked and now the Reserve Bank will just be monitoring data on a month-to-month basis to see whether it needs to go back in and lift rates again.
Kathleen Fulbig is today spending her second day as a free woman after 20 years in prison. Ms. Fulbig was accused of murdering her four children, but new evidence has led to her release. Criminal law expert Professor Ali Laughlin from the University of Sydney says she could now sue the New South Wales government.
What that would mean is that her representatives would bring an action against the New South Wales government for the wrongful detention of Kathleen Fulbig over the 20-year period, and it's not something that Kathleen Fulbig has to pursue.
Two Australian citizens facing the death penalty in Vietnam have been granted clemency. It was something the Prime Minister lobbied for while visiting the Southeast Asian country last week. And Prince Harry was a no-show in the first day of his phone hacking court case against the UK's Daily Mirror. The Royal's lawyer told the court that Harry had taken a flight from LA for his daughter's birthday late Sunday. The AFL will launch a fresh investigation, this time into Hawthorn's handling of the racism investigation. It will review former President Jeff Kennett and former Chief Exec Justin Reeves. While there are no adverse findings against Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan and Jason Burt, the new review signals the club could face sanctions. And Jordan Dugowie will face the music tonight at the AFL Tribunal. The Magpie star is facing a lengthy ban for a bump that concussed young eagle Elijah Hewitt. New South Wales could turn to the past to replace Nathan Cleary in their Origin side. Broncos skipper Adam Reynolds hasn't played for the Blues for 7 years, but Reynolds told us he's ready to answer an SOS from selectors.
Sitting by watching all the series go past, you always want to be back in that arena, and I've been mentioned in that before, and I didn't get the nod, so not getting carried away or anything.
And the NRL has admitted to a bunker blunder after Raiders halfback Jamel Fogarty chased up his own kick and touched down a try in the close win over the Tigers. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, partly cloudy for Brisbane, reaching a top of 23, patchy showers for the Gold Coast and 22. Grey skies in Sydney, 20 the max, partly cloudy for Melbourne, a top of 19. Similar skies in Hobart, 17 the max, sunny and 23 in Adelaide. Showers for Perth, a top of 14. The Science Briefing podcast is your go-to for the latest research in tech, health, AI, space and more. Your go-to for the science of just about everything. New episodes weekly on the Listener app.